everyone, and welcome to another episode of LID Radio Podcast. I'm your host for today, Francesca Stainer, and today we're talking to Kevin Duncan. He's a business advisor, marketing expert, motivational speaker, and author. He's written over 20 books, which has sold over 250,000 copies. Now today we're talking to Kevin about the Smart Thinking book, 60 Bursts of Business Brilliance. And in particular, he'll be giving his 10 top tips on how to think intelligently. So now over to Kevin. Number one.
Thinking is free, so do it more often. Many people claim that they have no time to think. It's a poor excuse. Thinking needn't take very long. It's totally free, and it's probably the most powerful asset that you have. Novelist Victor Hugo once said, "You can resist an army, but not an idea whose time has come." A good idea can move a lot of people. More humbly, thinking clearly will prevent you from doing lots of things that you don't believe in or that won't get you very far.
Number two.
Think, do. On certain days when you do not have wall-to-wall meetings, this is a small mantra that works really well. Sit and think. When you have thought of something, do it immediately. Keep doing this all day until you have cleared all the small details from your mind or your task list. You can apply the same principle to reviewing your business, looking at many areas and making a list. Divide the tasks into subject areas or those to do with one particular colleague and tackle them each in turn. This approach is better than multitasking, which has been proven not to work well. Rapid sequential tasking works better. Do something, finish it, then move on fast to the next thing.
Number three.
Do nothing. Maverick Brazilian businessman Ricardo Semler suggests that when anything untoward happens, you should do nothing, on the assumption that good sense will eventually sort it out. It's good advice. Far too many situations are inflamed by tit-for-tat reactions. If you follow the principle of, if I do X, then Y will happen, then you should be able to predict that sequence quite easily. From a different perspective, too much business activity isn't productive. There are plenty of instances when whole companies, let alone teams and individuals, would have been better off doing nothing at all. If that sounds absurd, how do we explain a company with 10,000 employees who work hard all year only to make a loss? So, next time you're contemplating some frenetic activity, consider doing nothing.
Number four.
Quant or qual? The best way to analyse a task is to work out whether it is quantitative or qualitative. Quantitative tasks can neither be done well nor badly. They are just stuff, and usually there is a greater quantity of them. Qualitative tasks require more thought. They usually take longer, and they can certainly be done very well or very badly. Sit down with your checklist and divide all your tasks into these two types. Then allocate suitable bursts of time to tackle them. Your choice of time slot is often a blend of your personal style and the rhythm of your business. For example, some people like to have a quant blast first thing on a Monday or on a sweep-up Friday. Qual tasks need to be planned carefully in the diary and not violated at the last minute by trivia.
Number five.
Tame your technology. Technology has changed the way we work and live, and it controls us more than we're prepared to admit. The ping is author Todd Henry's expression for being distracted. The little feeling that makes you check your email for no particular reason. We need to learn to pay attention to what is in front of us rather than what might be happening elsewhere. Most of us these days suffer from continuous partial attention. We're always fiddling around and convincing ourselves that we can multitask effectively. We can't. We need to set about taming our technology. That means understanding the true effect it has on our behaviour and making changes to counteract it. Switch your machines off from time to time, and if you want to get something important done, leave your computer and do it in peace.
Number 6.
Say no politely. There are many ways to say no without using the word no. Most involve asking a new question or reframing the request. The most powerful way is to offer an alternative that is better. The benefit of this is that many tasks that you're asked to do can be turned into something more interesting or avoided altogether. And you will have been polite and constructive all along. Of course, there are times when you will be told no. When that happens, treat it as a request for further information. As Bob Gill of Pringles said, they don't really mean no, they just haven't understood it as well as you have. So it's your job to keep informing them until they say yes.
Number 7.
Business does not equal busyness. Being effective in business doesn't always have to mean being perpetually busy. Business does not have to equal busyness. In fact, it absolutely shouldn't. If you're running around all day, then you'll have no time to think. Instead, as the business writer Michael E. Gerber suggests, you should go to work on the business rather than in it. That means dedicating enough quality time to thinking about the important issues. Until those are grappled with, the rest is just administrivia.
Number 8.
Efficiency is a sophisticated form of laziness. The more organised you are, the more you can relax. That might not mean being lazy, but it might not be far off. Here's the logic. If you take the time to organise a day, a week, a project, or any other task, you can then proceed in an orderly fashion and get on with it. In the right order, all in good time. That reduces the need to flap around at the last minute, which gives you more thinking time, or lazing around time if that's what you prefer. As poet Ron Serino said, freely chosen, discipline is absolute freedom. It's a virtuous circle. It is, however, important to note that it does not work the other way round. Lazing around for ages and then expecting everything to fall into place at the last minute doesn't work. The relaxation or calmness only follows when the organisational work has been done.
Number 9.
Pretend you already have what you want. A lot of people sit around worrying that they're not achieving their goals. This could be an individual, a product or brand, or an entire company. Worrying is unproductive. It uses up huge amounts of time and creates stress. So you might as well use the time instead to pretend that you already have what you want. Although this sounds fanciful and possibly even a waste of time, in fact it enables you to envisage the successful outcome that you crave. Sports psychologists have shown that successful sports people have already pictured themselves winning. So to increase the clarity of your ambition, pretend that you already have what you want. It might be fantasy, but then so might the thing you're currently worrying about.
Number 10.
Look everything up, write everything down. Being constantly curious is a prerequisite of any successful and creative business person. If you don't understand something, don't just gloss over it. Find out. If you don't know how something works, find out. If you don't know the meaning of a word, look it up. If you can't remember everything, write it down. Keep a notebook. Be a mental magpie. Be on the lookout for interesting stimuli. Practice serendipity. The more you think, the more it appears that you are apparently in the right place at the right time. Inquisitiveness coupled with diligent record keeping is a powerful combination. Look everything up and write everything down.
Thank you so much to Kevin Duncan. Do remember, keep an eye on our social media, at Lid Publishing on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and at Lid Business Media on LinkedIn. We'll be sharing more podcasts with experts such as Kevin Duncan and more book recommendations and blogs as well. So we'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.